Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about tending to our homes by praying for our families. Also, if you'd like to contact us, email us at 4@fourthstream.com. Use the number 4@fourthstream.com.
Well, I think the idea of praying for your family is a common one that people have, but we don't always... always implement it.
And where do you start? Because there are so many things.
It's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
So we thought today we'd talk a little bit about some of the things that we have learned, areas that are, you know, important to pray in. Because you want to pray about the seen things, but you also want to pray about the unseen things.
Right.
So I'm going to kind of contrast those a little bit today.
And also notice the things that are an answer to your prayer. Maybe not exactly like you prayed it, but what did God do in that situation?
Over our time as parents, we have kept track. In fact, I've got a notebook. I need to pull it out.
You do, because I don't ever see it.
Yeah.
And I don't keep my own, because I'm not very good at that, though that's what we're going to talk about today.
Well, and things that we always are talking about things we're not very good at. But, you know, the idea that you would keep track of things from a memorial perspective, and
yes,
you can look and see how God has answered your prayers.
One of the things that is good to notice and to pray about is when you have illness in your family. And so sometimes this can run the whole gamut from 24-hour flu to long-term handicaps, and really they all affect the balance of the family from day to day. So it's easy to take good health for granted. You know how you just make plans? The assumption is that we'll all be healthy. You don't go, well, we'll do that, assuming we're all healthy. We just don't do that.
Well, and sometimes when those things happen, it's actually God intervening so that we can, you know, be spiritual in practical ways with our family, because, you know, they need to learn how to consult God. Because when it comes right down to it, you know, going to the doctor, yes, you're supposed to do that. But when it comes down to it, who has the authority over our health? And so including our children on that process. So when we bump into illness or those kind of difficulties in our own lives to consult God, I cannot even number the times where I've had something I've needed to do, particularly from a spiritual perspective, and I have been sick, flat on my back, not able to do it, and boom, you know, I've prayed and I've been able to make it through.
Now, sometimes
I fall apart right afterwards, but you know, it's I probably infect all the people too.
Well, one of the things that happens with that too is the illness. I think sometimes it's God slowing us down and making us for a reason. I can remember one time you got sick and you read a book that was really instrumental to some things in your life that you would not have gotten around
because
to.
I was just too busy to do things that were instrumental in my life.
So that's one thing. And I think the other thing is sometimes God allows that just to remind us that we need him. Otherwise, you just kind of blow through your day. But, you know, we had everything from the flu and the cold to a month of chicken pox when our kids were little. This was before vaccines. And literally one kid got it and then the next and then the next. You know, I was fit to be tied by the time that was done, just wanting to get out of the house. We had a month when my daughter and I couldn't seem to get over a low-grade fever. So, you know, I'm trying to say that I understand what you're going through, whether it's a 24-hour thing or really a long-term. You know, we have a child that has, you know, heart issues.
That so was those a little more cataclysmic, but it was also very instructive because God got our attention and we had to process through what we believed in a real life situation.
That's
where
right.
We had to really, you know, trust God.
That's right. And then also praying about career struggles.
Yeah. I don't think I go through a week without discussing with someone that has some kind of flux going on, either something they had control over, or they're thinking they're supposed to leave their job, or they don't feel like they're making enough money, or whatever it might be. And career struggles are just like a big part of life, but they're a faith part of life as well.
They are. And it's really important, you know, like how when one or both of you come home after a day of work, a really discouraging day at work, you know, how do you, that really affects the mood of the house. And how do you how do you rise above that initially? But then how somehow you have to be able to talk about that together and say, how much of this are we going to share with the kids? And then do you actually take the time to pray about it? I know for me, it's easy to just consternate over something and ruminate and, you know, fret instead of actually taking the time and saying, God, what do you want out of me in this?
Well, and that relates to the whole issue of school issues. You know, when your kids are in school, it's easy to think, well, you know, their problems and their issues are not that big, but they're very pressing, you know, for a young teen or an adolescent that's emerging into becoming a teenager. So school issues to be identified and talked through, but also to be prayed about together. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there's no reason that a 10-year-old can't see God's hand move in a difficult situation.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's all the things. You know, maybe some subjects just got a lot harder. Maybe they have friends moving away, you know, conflict with friends or with teachers. And how do you take the time, did we take the time to pray about all those things with our kids? And it's interesting, you know, if you, like you said, make a memorial, make a note, whatever it is, to notice, how did God answer it? Did he answer it with yes or no? And even greater than that, as parents, can we step back and go, oh my goodness, this is what God did in that situation to teach my child something that was way beyond that I noticed at the time.
Well, you bring something to my mind as I'm looking at our notes in front of us. And if you want to go to mystronghome.com, it's on page 58. It's just a page of praying for our family, a few principles, and then a place to put those things with a date and an answer and whatever. But I was just thinking, I wonder what, this would be a great question to ask our kids because they're grown and they have children of their own. You know, what is there a legacy of God answering prayer in our family? I mean, have you, did you see us as praying parents? I mean, I'm thinking that the answer would be yes, because I remember praying and I think they pray.
But you know, the question maybe would be, did we make a big enough deal out of it when God answered, or make a big enough deal out of how he answered? I don't know.
Yeah, one of the things that we
might be too revealing.
Yes, true. One of the things we realized, I think, as the kids were getting older, and we do this every Christmas. We'll gather together for family Christmas. A lot of times it doesn't happen on Christmas because we're all so busy. But we try to spend 24 hours together in a place where we're not busy, we're not running around, we're just together. And then at night, when the kids go to bed, we sit down and we pull out a book from the last year about the things that were concerning to us, the things we were praying about. And that's been a very eye-opening and cathartic experience together. And I think the whole family looks forward to it because it's kind of one of our memorials that we've come up with together.
Yeah, we talk about what we need to pray about, but we also talk about what our hopes and dreams are for the next year. And then we go back to last year and say, what were our hopes and dreams? What were the things that we prayed about, and how did we see God answer those?
Well, it's during times like illness, career struggles, school issues that, you know, we turn to God together as a family and we learn together. And we also are not only just praying for one another, we're praying together so we can learn that. Another one is just the issue of neighbors, because so many good and negative things can happen in relationship to the neighbors in your neighborhood. You know, things that are going on, conflicts that happen, good things that happen. And that's a great praying, learning opportunity for our family together.
Yeah. What do you do when you live in an apartment and you're noisy and the people are thumping on the floor below you to tell you to be quiet? Or what do you do if you have neighbors that are like that? And the neighbors who are in the neighborhood who maybe have a roaming kid that ends up at your house all the time, you know, just
she's making quite a face right now. I think she's experienced this.
I loved our neighbors, but I know that that's a true thing that I hear a lot of people talk about. We have friends who, you know, live in neighborhoods where there's a lot of partying and a lot of unsupervised children during that. Just there are a lot of real things, a lot of really awesome things, picnics and all of that, but there are also things that are troubling. And how do you take the time and pray with those with your kid at the right point in their life? You know, because if you have a 4 or 7-year-old, you may not pray about the same things with him that you would as a teenager.
Well, you know, it strikes me sometimes when God motivates me to pray, you know, whether I'm, you know, I'm driving in my car or wherever I'm at, and I think about the person that I'm praying for. You know, it might be somebody I'm irritated with, or it might be somebody I'm thinking about that's living in a different city. I might be the only person
yes.
who is praying for that mm-hmm. person, especially if they're obnoxious.
Well, and I think just when even that happens, you realize that's God. That's the Spirit speaking to me, prompting me to do that. I don't do that on my own. That has yeah. to be God moving in me to care about somebody.
It's interesting, this next area in praying for our family, the idea of finances. We were talking with a group of young men the other day, and they were talking about not necessarily having the confidence that they were, you know, good earners and, mm-hmm. And caring for
or
their family.
Were they successful?
And were they really successful or not? And it just made me think about a lot of situations, you know, because sometimes we had no money and sometimes we had, well, we never had extra money. we still don't. But the idea that, you know, when finances are become an issue, those are spiritual opportunities, whether you're teaching your kids how to manage money, whenever you're trying to figure out how to get along with less than maybe your neighbors have or their classmates have. Finances can be something that drive us to God, and they build our faith. And, you know, is God our provider or not? Are we really supposed to be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and with requests and thanksgiving? Let our requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will pass, you know, that passes all human comprehension, will guard our hearts and our minds. If all of that's true, then we can't place our peace in our circumstances.
Well, the interesting thing about that conversation that we had is when you tie the word success and finances together, because that would tell me that, you know, somewhere in there, Satan is just doing this quiet speaking of telling you a lie that doing well financially equals success.
Right.
And it just doesn't. That's just not where God has any of us. It's not supposed to be tied together. Success in God is one thing. Finances are another. They're tied in the sense that God's the provider, but those two do not equal one
yeah.
another.
And what would you trade for your child's connection with God that gets him or her into eternity
mm-hmm.
versus the pictures of success that we have of getting through life unscathed, which
yeah.
is what every parent hopes for?
Yeah.
Well, illness, career struggles, school issues, neighbors, finances, untimely death. There's a long list of things that we can just see that motivate us to pray and to go to God. But as we do that, we develop our own family's legacy of God answering prayer, and that can encourage both ourselves and our children as we learn to reflect upon God's kindness to us. Next time you're together with your kids for dinner or whatever, just talk about, hey, how have we seen God answer prayer
mm-hmm.
in our lives? And maybe you can isolate as a family maybe four or five or six things that have even happened over a dozen years, but you know that God intervened and that God cared and that God spoke.
And I think praying with our family about all kinds of issues is such a good way to keep our faith lively. Our kids get to see a faith that's just alive. I don't know how else to say it. It's not just something, it's just not always doing. It's really depending on God. And, you know, it's pretty exciting to watch because you know He wants to teach your kids.
Yes.
You know He wants to answer that.
I just came up with a great idea in my brain. I wish we would have done this. Wouldn't it be neat in a family just to have a God box? Like you have suggestion boxes or whatever. Whenever you see God at work, or whether you have a request or a concern
yeah.
or whatever, you just have a box somewhere in the house and you just dump it in there. And then once a year, you look at the God box and just see what's happened. You could probably code it so people didn't know who it was.
Well, and such a great memorial, because as we were saying, so often God answers and we move on to the next, you know, thing that's going on in our lives. And to take the time to sort of have a memorial and say, this is what He did. You see it all the time in the Old Testament where they set up, you know, some kind of
stones.
A monument or stones. Yeah.
Yeah. Prayer, a great memorial. Fourthstream.com, a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to fourthstream.com and click on the radio button.
Together, we're finding hope at fourthstream.com.